Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone on this fine Tuesday morning? Before we get into Corinne Jean-Luc Pierre's...
Kareem Abdul-Jean-Luc Pierre.
And her first official presser as White House press secretary from yesterday, did want to mention that there's great news. I know I told you last week that last week was the only week that you were going to be able to get buy one, get one on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It's been extended, you guys. So these amazing little air purifiers, you can see they just plug right into your wall. They're itty bitty. They don't weigh anything. And you can control the level of air purification you want. You can also use a USB port and attach it. Where is that USB port? I just saw it. There it is. You use a USB port and you can plug it into your car if you have a USB port for your car, and it'll freshen up your car if you're transporting smelly teenage boys, which I know about. So they're amazing, and they will freshen up a room so quickly. So if you have like a cat litter box maybe that you want this around, or whatever your need is, these are amazing. And it's buy one, get one right now. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com, and here's the deal. It's not just code chicks, you guys. It's code chicksBOGO. So make sure to use that whole thing at EdenPureDeals.com to get your Thunderstorm air purifiers. Buy one, get one free. They're amazing.
That is awesome. And also check out our deep dive. It's coming out tomorrow. It's dropping tomorrow. And I believe that we're going to be talking about what happened in Buffalo.
Okay.
And the fallout from it.
Can't we just talk about Kim Kardashian's weird bathing suit and why she wears hose on her arms? Is that something we can spend an entire deep dive about?
Actually, I was thinking about recreating that picture. I was thinking about just recreating the whole thing, you guys. We had a whole discussion about that last night. But anyways, look there. Make sure that you follow our deep dive. Do that. Put it in your pocket if you can't. But we had a whole discussion last night about me recreating that picture. I don't know if you guys have seen the picture of Kim Kardashian. She has hose on her arms. So Mock sent me the picture last night. She's like, what is this? What is this picture? And I said, I'm going to recreate it with legs. Do you ladies remember... Legs. Do you remember those?
It's legs.
Legs. Do you remember? Do you remember those pantyhose that were in a can? They were like in. She's like
they were
like
an egg.
They were in an egg. Do you remember those pantyhose? So I'm gonna recreate that picture and just cut off the legs and put them on my arms and just pose for that picture and just, you know, and it'd be like.
Where is the picture in question?
Can you see
the Sports pantyhose? Illustrated cover, and you can see. She's wearing pantyhose on her arms. And why?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to recreate it and like put the pantyhose. And I could do it like for $4 at CVS, right? You can get those probably now with Joe Biden's economy. They're probably like $8 at CVS.
Right.
I would imagine everything has gone up. Even the legs.
Legs. I'm baffled by this. Now, it's one of those deals with Sports Illustrated, by the way, where they've got like four or five different covers, and she's one of them. And then Ciara is one, and then Elon Musk's mom is another.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Elon Musk.
It's his mom.
With the legs. And doing that'd be great. It'd be so great.
There's some chick I don't know who's like a very heavy set, roly poly kind of.
Yeah.
Because they have to have all the diversity, right?
Right. The body diversity.
That's why they have the selection.
We have to be positive. I can't believe they didn't ask us. Because, you know, we're middle-aged. Put a middle-aged woman. Well, Mae Musk. Is it Mae Musk? She's
Mae
more
Musk.
Than middle-aged. She's like higher than middle-aged.
Oh, she's in her 70s. Yeah.
Right.
And she's like a legit model. I mean, she's, you know, like
so that she'd be considered a senior, right? She's a senior model.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay. And I don't, I guess Ciara, I'm not sure what like quota Ciara fills. I'm not sure like what her diversity, I guess maybe just because she's Black. I don't know.
Right. Right.
But yeah, that's that. Those are your cover people. But you know what? Where's the person with the C-section scar?
I don't know. Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean? Where's
the person with the spinal fusion scars all over her torso and back? Where's that? I got like
where's
five
that
scars.
Person?
Where's that person? I'd wear the legs. I'd do it.
Well, not to be fair, not all of them are wearing the pantyhose on their arms. That's just Kim Kardashian.
I would do it to pay homage to Kim Kardashian and legs. 80s represent, man. Represent.
Pull out your sea breeze and your Noxzema. We
That's
are
right.
here.
Gina Tay.
Do it. Body splash.
Do it.
You guys, before we get to, what's her name? Corinne Jean-Pierre. I wanted to mention that there's been another James O'Keefe Project Veritas expose. And this time it is on Twitter. There's like some senior engineer from Twitter who is on video talking about how they censor right-wing people. And how commie everybody at Twitter is. So that's the newest Project Veritas, if you want to check that out. Also, another headline today is that Patrice Cullors, man, life is getting really bad for Patrice Cullors. Because now it has been revealed that she paid the father of her child $970,000 for, quote, creative services from the BLM coffers. She paid her brother. Remember how her brother did security for that mansion? I know how much security costs because we just had to pay for it for our meet and greet in September.
Right.
So
right.
I have a rough idea of for what
an
that
event.
Costs.
Like you pay for an event. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what you do.
And okay. So I don't know like if the brother was just like 24-hour security, but I can tell you that her brother was paid $840,000 for security.
Oh my God.
That's not shady at all, is it?
And then, it's her brother. You know that he's just like, yeah, I can do security. Yeah, I can do that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then another director at BLM made $2.1 million. That was the salary for another BLM person. I mean, it's just such bullcrap.
They have skills, but they have skills, Mock. All sorts of skills.
So many skills.
Yeah.
So much talent.
So much. Wow.
And then there are other two quick headlines that I wanted to mention is that Michelle Obama just tweeted out, or she put out a statement about the whole Roe v. Wade thing, and she used the term WOMXN instead of woman. And how do you even say that? How do you say it out loud?
Why? Why is she doing that? Is there like, does she obviously didn't explain herself, right? There's no explanation.
She just threw out the term like in place of the word woman.
Because she's woke. Because she's super woke. She's like super woke, like super duper ultra mega woke is what she is. We should start calling her ultra woke.
Ultra woke. Right? Yeah.
Ultra woke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely don't know how to say that word. I know when you put the X at the end of Latin, it's Latinx. You know, I mean, I get that. But like,
right.
I used to say Latinx because I had no idea. Like,
Me
why
too.
Would I know?
Right. Remember when we talked about the lesbian taco? Remember that whole thing? We had that whole discussion a long time ago.
Yes.
Do you remember that? We'll have to put that up on our site, that whole discussion, because we had a whole discussion about lesbian taco. There's all the Latinx stuff. I didn't understand it. It was just like, I was totally confused and baffled because I still don't like the Latin, but now it's women. Stop it.
Why do we have to make everything so freaking complicated? Oh my God.
We don't, we're not doing
well,
that. We're not
true.
Making it complicated. This is why I want a divorce.
And then the last headline before we get to all the video stuff is that once again, DeSantis, you guys. Oh my God. You know how we're always saying that he immediately gets out in front of all the issues all the time? That's what is his like literal superhero.
Don't tell me that he's produced baby formula, like somehow out of his loins. Has he produced it out of his loins? Don't tell me that he's done that. Has he done that? Because he's just like,
I would not be surprised.
Because he's been like, I produced it. I just produced baby formula. No, he hasn't done that, has he?
Because
it wouldn't shock me. I wouldn't be shocked by that at all.
He has not done that. Okay. But what he has done is he has said, we're going to ban protesting and picketing in front of private homes in the state of Florida.
There you go.
It's now
right
illegal.
There. I love. He's awesome, I mean, right? He's
like,
he sees a problem. He like right. resolves a problem, right? He sees the
just
crime.
Like that, uh-huh, just like that. Right. And by the way, it already is a federal crime to do that in front of SCOTUS homes, and yet Jen Psaki was all, "This is fine, First Amendment, blah blah blah." I mean,
Nancy freaking Pelosi was just like, "The people are gonna do what they're gonna do."
What are you gonna do, right?
Her face is all like, people are gonna do what they're gonna do. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into Corinne Jean-Luc Picard's first day, shall we?
I can't. Her name, we're gonna have to come up with a different name for her. I cannot deal with her name.
We could just call her KJP.
Let's do it.
The notorious KJP.
Can we call her that? Because I just can't. Every time I hear her name, I just can't. I can't.
Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Jean-Luc Pierre. I can't. So KJP, okay. We're good from here KJP. On out. That's KJP. Okay.
Yeah, KJP.
I'm good with
so,
that.
So she started her first day as she has been, I'm sure, trained and programmed to do, which is to highlight why she's there. Take a listen.
I want to say a few words about how honored I am to be here with all of you today in this role, in this room, standing behind this podium. I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a Black gay immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position. I would not be here today if it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me. I stand on their shoulders. If it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me, I would not be here.
So there it is, you guys.
That was a disaster. She was like, she was reading. I mean, it seems so insincere. Like somebody wrote that for her and they're like, listen, you have to read this because I don't know if you know this, but you're Black and you sleep with women. Did you know that?
And it's really important to us that you mention it.
You have to say that. You have to say it first before anything else because people may not know that. You've got to remind them how Black you are and how much you sleep with women. Tell them that first. Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is the most important thing to this administration. Who you sleep with, what color you are, that is what matters. And they make it clearer and clearer every single day. But to your point, she did read. And that was one of the things that made her first day such a disaster is that she would get so lost in her own place in the big giant tab folder that she just sounded so unprepared. And so we've got a few more examples of that. But first, just a quick reminder that if you have not downloaded the free Upside app to get yourself some cash back on your gas purchases, which you know you're already making, then now is the time. Because if you use promo code CHICKS, you will get 25 cents plus back per gallon cash back on your first purchase of gas using the app, using promo code CHICKS. So it's the Upside app. You can get it where all apps are found. Try it out.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And don't forget to join our Facebook insiders and locals at chicksontheright.locals.com because the mock, I heard, is going to take your top off. So
That is fake news.
It is? Oh.
Fake.
I'm sorry.
Fake,
it fake, was not fact checked by Politico yet. So I don't know. You just have to check those groups out. Definitely.
Well, I mean, it is true that there is exclusive content. For example, I posted yesterday about a feat, that an accomplishment that I made
did.
That people should know about that isn't posted anywhere else. So you have to check that
very
out.
Proud of you, by the way. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so back to Corinne. So what we have next, now that she's covered why she's there and what her qualifications are, Peter Ducey, right on top of his game, decided to ask what it is about the Joe Biden's raising taxes plan that is actually going to help the pain that people are feeling right now on the prices of everything. And here is that disastrous answer.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right? Especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example.
Oh my God, she's totally reading. That's terrible. She's doing an awful job.
Well, she's reading something that doesn't answer his question, which is, how is this going to lower prices for everybody?
Right. Oh my God, that was so disastrous.
Right?
It's like she doesn't understand the question. She doesn't understand what she's answering. Holy crap. From a communication standpoint, that makes me cringe. I mean, I worked in communications. I'm like watching that. My heart hurts. I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Ah. That's so cringy, you guys. That's not okay. Like,
it gets worse.
It's not okay. Oh God. No. I didn't watch any of this yesterday. So, oh God. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
oh,
so
God.
The next two are about the whole baby formula shortage. And so this first one, and I don't remember who is asking the question, but it's about, you know, people obviously want to know, what are you all doing about this? What has been done about this? What kind of meetings has Joe Biden been involved with? What is happening? How are you attacking this? Here is that.
We have been working on this from February. Our administration has been.
We were just curious whether there are specific meetings, briefings, you know, phone calls that you could point us to.
I don't have anything specific for you to point to. I'm happy to go back and get that. You know, make sure that we are fully transparent on what we've been doing. But this has been this is an important top priority for the president. His team has been working overtime to make sure that we get formula back on the shelves, and we want to do this in a safe way. And again, we cannot forget how we got here. Abbott closed the facility because of safety concerns from the FDA. The FDA wanted to make sure that formula was going out in a safe way, and that is the job of the FDA, and that is the job of this administration as well.
And just very quick.
It's so bad, you guys.
Oh my God.
So bad.
Incredibly bad. There and them blaming Abbott makes me just, God, it pisses me off. That just pisses me off to no end. I used to work at Abbott.
That's right. That's right.
I freaking love that. I love that company, by the way. That was a great company. That's like one of my favorite companies to work for, but I just love them. They were great. So I get really irritated when they blame Abbott. I'm just like, don't do it. You know what was great about? Let me tell you something that was great about Abbott. When you used to walk down the halls, you guys ever like see those zone bars? You know those zone bars?
Yeah.
That they have, which I freaking love, by the way. The chocolate mint are the best. They used to have them in baskets, like just laying around. People could just grab free ones. You just willy-nilly. Anyways, it was a great perk of working there. Continue.
Let me just take a break from KJP and point you to Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra on this very issue. Listen to what he said.
So you are satisfied with the government's response throughout this?
I'm sorry, say again?
You're satisfied with the government's response throughout this?
From everything I've known, and FDA has kept me apprised of this from last year, we have been moving as quickly as we can.
Last year, he said.
Gotcha. Oh my God.
Last year.
It's such a surprise, though. It just came out of nowhere. No one could have planned for this, said Biden.
I mean, can you even?
They're such liars. They lie. They lie.
Wow. Okay.
That was your favorite person, by the way, that chick. Isn't she your favorite? That blonde chick?
I don't know what it is about her. There's just something I appreciate about how mean she can be and like how mean she can look. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
She's so pretty and she just is so mean looking. I don't know. There's something about her that I like. I don't even know her name, but I just like her. I just like her. Okay, so two more of KJP and then we'll move on. But this next one is also about the baby formula thing. And again, you guys, it's the reading and the uncertainty and she's so not on solid ground. She clearly doesn't feel comfortable. And granted, it's day one. I get it, but yikes.
Have a sense of the timeline when FDA announces. Does that mean the mm-hmm. production will be up and running in a matter of days? Do you know when imports would be approved?
Yeah, I don't have a timeline on that. I know, again, we want to make this happen quickly. FDA, again, is going to be working with the Abbott facility. They're going to have an announcement later on how that's going to happen. They're going to work closely with them and to make sure that we do it as quickly as possible. We know how urgent and important this is to parents who need to make sure that they have safe formula for their babies and infants.
To the back.
Their babies are starving. Yeah. Their babies are starving. We know your babies are starving. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm gay and I'm black. Your babies are starving. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Because really what's most important here is that I'm black and I'm gay.
And an immigrant. Don't forget the immigrant part.
Let's throw that in too. Nothing else matters. Bugger off, America.
So she's asked for a specific timeline, and her answer is that her answer includes quickly and later. Those were the two words. And she's like, it'll be later as quickly as possible.
I don't know why you need a specific timeline. You're being racist and sexist and whateverist is against gay people. Homophobic. You're a homophobic. You're a homophobe.
And clearly anti-immigrant.
Obviously. You hate immigrants. Yes, you hate your parents, especially.
Right. Okay, last one. And this is my favorite because this one, it comes again from Peter Ducey, where he asks a very good question. And she, her answer is just cringe on every level.
I don't know if I can take it anymore.
You can take it.
Okay.
I saved the best for last.
All right, here we go.
The president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after 6 were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there.
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo, he's able to go tomorrow to Buffalo before the trip. That is something that was important for him to do. But he has visited many other communities. Buffalo is not the first community, sadly, that he has to go up to. Because of a violent attack. So, you know, that's not the first one. So he's been to many others.
Wow.
I've been to the border. I haven't been to Europe. This is so reminiscent of every just bad answer that comes out of this administration. He's been to lots of communities. What the hell?
It's so cringe. All of it's so cringe. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable right now. I'm so uncomfortable. All of it. I'm just uncomfortable with this whole situation. All of it. God.
Well, God. I feel like you cringe more about her than even Jen Psaki.
Because Jen Psaki could answer questions. Jen Psaki knew how to, she at least knew how to play the game. Like she was she was good at her job.
Yeah.
She lied really well. I mean, I could at least give her that. She was a liar, but she did it eloquently. Did she not?
Well, but think about how many times she was like, like that was literally about a rap. I mean, she was practically doing hip hop at every single presser.
She did. But she was good at the spin. You had to give it up for that. She could spin it to win it. I mean, that's how she was a good, when it came to political communications, she was good at it. She was, because these people, that's their whole job is to spin. And to learn how to do that and to kind of to take things and to make it sound better than what it is, because a lot of times they have to deliver a shit sandwich and they have to give it to you in a way where you're like, okay, I have to make this palatable to the masses. And she could do that. I mean, I hate to say it, but sometimes she could do it. And we knew she's so full of crap. She's so full of crap, but she could do it. She would say it, and she would say it in a way where her face would say to you, oh, I'm enjoying this. I'm delighted giving you this information. I'm so delighted. And this is it. But you're just like, oh my God, you're totally either lying or you're delivering this information and you're overjoyed to give this to us. And she, you know, but this chick, you could tell she's uncomfortable.
Oh yeah.
She doesn't seem to want to be doing this, which makes me more uncomfortable. I don't like any of this. I don't. It's kind of like Kamala. You know, she's put in that position because she is a woman and she's Black, right? Mm-hmm. She's completely inept to do that job, but she's there. And you can tell half the time she doesn't want to be there. She doesn't even want to be in the job. Am I wrong? She's not happy to be there. You know, she's actually kind of irritated in a lot of cases. And this chick, you know, the first thing right out of the gate is, look, I'm gay and I'm Black. And it's like,
so respect me. That's because I deserve respect for just those reasons.
Right. It's like, what are we doing? You know, and she stumbled through that first one. Maybe she'll get better, but I don't know. We'll see. But yeah. Right now I'm very uncomfortable.
Same. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next clip I have is, and I showed this to you yesterday because I was just like, there's no one more delightful on the planet than Justice Clarence Thomas, period. Mm-hmm. The end of story. He in this clip is so freaking adorable. And now I think his laugh might be my favorite over Tucker's even. Because it's just so, I just love it when he giggles.
I love him too.
I just love it so much. So, I saw somebody asking, what does based mean? I keep seeing that everywhere because I use that in the headline of our video. I said, Justice Clarence Thomas is based. And so basically it just means that he totally is so comfortable in his own skin. He's got that swagger. That's what that means. And so that's the reason that I use the term. And because I'm obviously trying to be hip. Hello. So... I want to be like the cool kids, man, and use the cool words.
She almost said on fleek, but then she decided that was like 1 year ago. You know, so she moved on to base. Yeah.
Yes. So here he is explaining when he plans to retire from the Supreme Court.
One of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about, or especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
I think we've neglected this side of the room.
Oh, gosh.
All the way over here, yes.
It really is good to be me. It really is.
Very quick.
I mean, he just tickles himself.
So
you know what I mean?
I know. That's my favorite when he laughs at himself. It's the greatest. He's like, ha, ha, the laugh. I get the laugh. The last laugh. I love it. If nobody else is laughing, he's like, I don't care if you're laughing. I'm laughing at myself. The greatest.
God. I just love him so much. Okay, before we get to Sack of Whack, one more quick video, and it's from Megyn Kelly and her podcast. And I love it when she gets fired up to the point where she starts dropping F-bombs. And that's how mad she was about Tucker Carlson being blamed for the Buffalo shooting. She was furious. Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Hide them.
We'll not be naming the shooter on this program, consistent with our policy of not naming mass shooters who in part are out for infamy and we decline to help. He's pleaded not guilty, but he also left behind a trove of information, including a 180-page manifesto filled with racist and anti-Semitic commentary. The shooter was white, detailing how and why he picked his target. Some in the media have been quick to point fingers and even place blame on our friend and very popular Fox News host Tucker Carlson. It's outrageous. It's wrong, both factually and morally. Why do we have to go to that place immediately on these stories? Why can't we spend 2 fucking minutes mourning the people who are dead and trying to understand that we have insane people in this country. We have lunatics. It's a huge country. We're not going to be able to get rid of them all. It infuriates me. People have to inject their politics into everything. And this guy had a racist manifesto. There's no question. That doesn't make it Tucker Carlson's fault. Just stop it. Just stop it.
Oh, damn.
She's 150% correct. I mean, she is dead on with that. Drives me crazy. And you know what? You know how I am, Mock. I switch to the other channels just to see what these jackasses are talking about. Rachel Maddow was running her mouth about it last night, still talking about Tucker Carlson. She had some guy from NBC on. She's MSNBC, but she had some NBC like reporter on last night, who was, you know, this mealy-eyed dude was all talking about and dropping Tucker Carlson's all throughout his commentary last night. And I'm just like, what are we doing? Why are you doing this? What is your problem? Like, I mean, they will not stop until they just indict this guy. Like, I don't know what they're
threatened by him. That's all it is. They are super threatened.
And it's reprehensible. I mean, it's morally reprehensible what they're doing. And I, you know, our side would not do this. We didn't do it. You know, with the baseball shooting, with the Bernie Sanders, we just wouldn't do it. And it just makes me sick. And so I hear her on that.
Oh, totally. I get her frustration big time. Yeah. Let's tell people some good news, which is that right now, MyPillow is having a total buy one, get one extravaganza-thon. And that is super exciting because if you love MyPillow products like their sheets, their towels, their bedding, their robes, their slippers, their kitten fur technology moccasins, if you love all those things, it is now buy one, get one for free on all of those items and more.
Yeah, you know, my favorite is their travel pillows because I like everything miniaturized. And that is a miniaturized version of their pillow. And you can put, I have two in my car. My daughter uses them all the time when we go to like early morning practices. And we travel all the time to go to like swim stuff. And they are the greatest thing. They're like just a small version of the regular pillow. You guys, the travel pillows are the best. They're my favorite thing. So I'm just throwing that in there. They're the greatest. Yeah.
You can see the full list of all the things that are on the buy one, get one offer if you go to mypillow.com/chicks. No matter what you order, you will also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book for free with your order. So it's a great time to stock up mypillow.com/chicks. Or if you prefer to go old school and give them a call, you can do that at 1-800-875-0513.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. no questions asked. That's zbiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio RADIO at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
What is in your wax sack today?
All right. This is a quick and dirty one. Really dirty. Are you ready?
I love it. I'm excited.
All right. So there was a man found at the in the city of Jaipur, which is India, right?
Okay.
He was, this was in April. This happened in April, you guys. He was found in the airport hiding 2 pounds of gold up his butt. I knew you would love this story. I needed a little bit of a break from anything serious.
But was it acre gold? My question for you is...
It was not acre gold. It's 2 pounds. Okay. 2 pounds of gold. And it was concealed in like polyurethane. Okay. And the reason he was found is because he was looking suspicious from his manners.
Don't be suspicious.
He was walking kind of funny, right? And he was walking kind of funny. So they were like, that guy doesn't look right. And so they stopped him and they obviously did a search of his butt and they found that
as you would.
That 3 transparent polyurethane capsules wrapped in white plastic were that had a bunch of gold in there. And it was, 2 pounds of gold were shoved up his butt. And so that's the thing. Last year, they found 2 men smuggling gold and cash worth more than $382,000 at the same airport. And they also did the same thing. Like they put it in their butts. And they actually found other men who also hid, get this, they hid packets of gold paste in wigs. They hid them in wigs.
What?
And they were hiding packets of gold paste, which is a new way of smuggling, they said, gold. In their wigs, and they had these like funky wigs, and they're walking through the airport, and they're hiding their gold paste in their wigs, and they obviously were caught because I guess they looked a little bit like Elvis or something. I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. And this is the thing: I don't know how these people think they're not going to get caught because you go through a metal detector. If it's in your butt, if it's in your head, whatever, you're going to get caught through the metal. Stop doing that. You're going to get caught. You're going to get caught by the way that you look. You're going to get caught by going. But eventually you're going to have to go through the metal detector. So stop hiding things in your ass. Stop it.
Okay, question. I have a question. You may not know the answer because I realize that you were not there and you were not a part of this story. You're just reporting it.
I was not part and parcel to hiding things up my butt. No.
Okay, but is it stolen gold? Is there a rule against transporting gold that I am unaware of? Why can't he just pack the freaking gold?
I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to pack gold or I'm not sure. It's probably, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's like illegal to do that. It's a very good question, Ma.
Well, I just don't understand why you wouldn't just put it in your freaking suitcase.
It's they call it gold in foreign currency. So I'm assuming that it is something that you cannot transport via just like carrying it back and forth via like, I guess commercial flight. You can't do that.
All right.
In Jaipur, I guess. But okay. I mean, God, it's so taboo that people are shoving it up their butts. And putting it in fake wigs is what they're doing.
People will put the weirdest stuff in their butt.
I know. Drugs and gold up your butt. It's like, cut.
That's not what your butt is for. Okay. Just stop.
And eventually what we're going to see is people start to put like baby formula up their butts just to get it smuggled into the country.
Those are big cans.
I know.
Oh my God.
Everybody bring it in. You guys, have the best Tuesday ever. I had to look to see what day it was. Have the best Tuesday. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Democrats are angry. Hunter Biden's laptop is still under scrutiny. Yes, it is. And the left is hoping to legalize abortions nationwide. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear all the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.